It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morno with KRWG News. Latino groups say federal tax policies are keeping a lot of families in poverty. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, they say some proposals before Congress could help.
Groups say Republican tax cuts that predominantly helped businesses and wealthy families have not helped bring Latino families out of poverty. There's a bill before Congress that Latino advocates say would help. That bill, known as the Working Families Tax Relief Act, would substantially expand the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit, which experts say could benefit more than 1.7 million Latino families in Texas. Rachel Cooper is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. She says the federal government hasn't focused on this community because it hasn't been a priority.
Things that affect low-income families, low-income Latino families, apparently we don't care about because we don't fund them and we don't pay attention to their problems.
Cooper says current immigration policies have also scared many immigrants, including those who are in the U.S. legally, from using nutritional programs and other programs that help lift them out of poverty. I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. White Sands National Monument has been redesignated as a national park. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on the change.
There are hundreds of thousands of parks in the United States, from our smallest towns to our biggest cities. Las Cruces has six large parks: Apodaca, Klein, Mesilla, Pioneer Women's, Veterans, and Young Park, as well as smaller parks throughout the city. New Mexico has 34 state parks, including the Mesilla Valley Bosque, which at one time was set to lose its state park status in a transfer to the Game and Fish Department. Parks are a tiny bit of socialism that almost everyone can agree with. They provide universal refuge to be enjoyed equally by all members of the community. Parks are for relaxing, for playing, for picnics, for strolling, and for connecting with our neighbors. They provide patches of green life among the concrete and steel that make up a city. Parks are a vital part of any thriving community, which is why voters in Las Cruces approved a general obligation bond last year to invest in our parks and trails. Of all the thousands of parks in America, only the best and most unique are designated as national parks. That elite group stood at 61 before last week, when President Donald Trump signed legislation to make White Sands our country's 62nd national park. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich and Representative Sochel Torres-Small were able to get language converting White Sands from a national monument to a national park included in the Defense Authorization Act. Along with changing the status of the site, the bill also included a land swap between the park and White Sands Missile Range. White Sands will be the second national park in New Mexico, joining Carlsbad Caverns. Torres-Small said the fact that both national parks are in the same region of the state will provide, quote, the potential to make it an economic powerhouse for southern New Mexico. Having two national parks nearby should help our efforts in marketing the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument as travelers plan package trips of those unique sites. Park Superintendent Marie Souter said White Sands, with its unique gypsum dunes, was worthy of national park designation. She said her staff is excited about the potential to share the site with more new visitors. Along with new marketing opportunities, I would assume the designation would also mean increased investment for the site, though maybe not right away. The president's budget proposal for fiscal year 2020 would cut funding for national parks by 14%. Heinrich said he's working with Senators Lamar Alexander and Angus King to address a backlog of infrastructure projects at national parks. White Sands has always been a special place for us to enjoy and share with visitors. No matter where your guests have come from, they've never experienced anything quite like a sea of white dunes under a full southern New Mexico moon. There's always a fear that a national designation like this will in some way spoil what has been so special. That White Sands will become too crowded, too commercialized. That the peaceful feeling you get when alone among the dunes will be lost among the chattering tourists. My hope is that proper management of the new national park will mitigate those concerns, and that we'll be able to share it more widely with the rest of the world without losing what makes it so unique. The designation was a major accomplishment for Senator Heinrich and Representative Torres Small, coming at a time when news out of Washington, D.C. is all about what is not getting done. It gives us something to look forward to, not just in the new year, but in all of those that will follow. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns appear at krwg.org in the local viewpoint section. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.